रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 111 द डेथ ऑफ रावण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. देन Mathili reminded Raghava most respectfully, I am surprised to see that you are fighting with this Rakshasa blow for blow, as if you know not the might of the Astra of Lord Brahma. O crowns of warriors, employ it against him and let him live no more. The moment draws near when I have heard the Devas say that he should meet his death. Thus reminded by Mathili, Raghunandana hissed like a mighty serpent. The earth, the sky, and the quarters were ablaze with his radiance. And then he grasped the most potent astra. It was given to him by Maharishi Agastya during his visit to the sage in the forest of Dandaka. Brahma fashioned it in the past for Indra. It was meant to aid him to conquer the three worlds. It never failed. The Lord Vayu graced its sides. The lords of air and the day were the presiding forces at its end. The body was pure Akasha. It was heavy like the mountains Meru and Mandra. It was decked with the golden bands at the joints. It was dreadful to behold, like unto the Kala fire blazing and lapping in smoke, or like a deadly and venomous serpent hissing with wrath. It was but child's play to it to shatter the armies of the foe, his weapons, his towers, turrets, gates, and courts, and likewise the lofty mountains on earth. It was like unto the essence of all beings concentrated in visible shape. It shone like the sun itself. It was frightfully smeared with the blood, flesh, and fat, the marrow of foes. Hard like the Vajra of Indra, its roar caused the hearts of the foes to quake and shudder. It had to its account the destruction of many a host of enemies. It could destroy all magic or illusion or foul means of war. The entire creation roared in affright on beholding it. Karkotaka, hissing in his wrath, gave some idea of it. Eagles, vultures, and jackals were sure of plentiful feast through its grace, and one would mistake it for Lord Yama himself. The monkey hosts rejoiced at the sight of it. The Rakshasas were filled with despair. It was a king of all astras. The feathers of the very Lord Garuda winged it. It warded off fear from the hearts of the kings of the Ikshvaku race. It made short work of the fame of foes. It was a source of boundless joy to him that owned it. The mighty Rama chanted over it the mantras laid down for the purpose in the Vedas and set it on the string. Then all beings trembled with fear. The earth tottered to its roots. Raghuvira was beside himself with wrath, like unto Lord Rudra on the day of dissolution. He bent his mighty bow, drew the string to his ear, and shut it most carefully that it might cleave the heart and vitals of his foe. He put behind it the strength and force of his arms, like unto the Vajra of Indra. Like unto the Vajra itself, none could ward it. And like the Lord Yama that brings all things to their destruction, it fell on the broad chest of Ravana. Shot with irresistible speed and force, that shaft clove the heart of the wicked Ravana and destroyed the body. He drank up the life breaths of the Rakshasa in a moment, and wet with his blood made its way into the earth. Thus did it slay Ravana. Shining with his blood on it, it effected its purpose and came back to its place in the quiver of Rama with supreme respect and reverence. The bow and the arrows fell from the hands of Ravana. Thus lost to life and unable to save himself, like unto the Asura Vritra, fell down by the Vajra of Indra. That ruler of the Rakshasa world, a boundless luster and power, fell on the earth from his car, a lifeless corpse. Those of the Rakshasas that were alive beheld it. There was none to lead them. They were in the grip of fear unspeakable, and they sought safety and refuge in all directions. The monkeys made the earth and the sky tremble with their shouts of joy at the death of Ravana and the victory of Rama. They chased the retreating Rakshasas with trees and mountains. The Rakshasas were clean dazed with fear, with none to look up to. They hid themselves all through Lanka with worn faces and streaming eyes. On the other side, the monkeys were equally beside themselves with supreme joy. Their forms grew in bulk with the consciousness of victory, and they kept up shouts and cries and roars and repeating the news of the death of Ravana and the victory of Rama. War drums of the heaven world thundered in the sky. A cool and pleasant breeze blew, heavy with perfume. Flowers rained from the sky. Raghava and his car were clean hid by that rare and sweet deluge. The hosts of the heaven world praised Rama most joyfully, crying, "Good! Excellent!" The death of Ravana, who held the world's immortal terror, caused the Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and the Chadanas to be delirious with joy. Raghava gladdened the hearts of Sugriva and Angada. With his victory over the Rakshasa ruler, they had realized their utmost hopes. Then the hosts of the heaven cast away their fears and rejoiced. The waters were clear and light. The sky shone spotlessly. The earth shook not. The winds blew not fierce, but soft and pleasant. Lakshmana, Vibhishna, Sugriva, Jambavan, and the other friends of Raghava reveled in boundless delight at the success of the arms of Rama, and offered due worship to him, who shone with the radiance of victory. Ramabhadra slew his foe and made his word good. He shone with blinding splendor in the midst of his friends and armies, like unto Mahendra, adored by the hosts of heaven. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.